P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, very excited to get on the BetQL guest line and welcome in our friend, DC's own Mr. Byron Leftwich. Byron, what up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Tiger
Leftwich. What's going on, man? Thanks for having me on the show.
What up, Tiger Leftwich?
B. Mitch, what's up, baby?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good.
How good is your golf game that he's calling you Tiger Leftwich?
Well, I've had more time now, so I'm getting there. I had a little bit more time now to play, and I'll say I'm where I want to be.
Look, I told him about the story of the time when you drove the green. You were about 2 feet from the hole, and there was a deer by the hole, and you wouldn't go putt.
Yeah. I can't help it. I'm a Southeast kid, man. You know, we didn't grow up seeing deer.
Byron, obviously you had so much success here in D.C. at H.D. Woodson and then at Marshall, then the pros. I mean, really your whole career. Did you grow up as just a huge Redskins fan, or what was that like for you?
Oh, man, I lived and died through it. I can tell you everything. I can tell you every player. I was a big-time Redskins fan growing up. You know how it was in the city. We were everything, just not in the city, but really around the league. You know, the way that the Redskins was viewed at the time then, it was a great time to grow up in the city as a kid. I remember the Super Bowl parades. I mean, I watched every game. I used to cut my TV off when Mark Mosley was kicking field goals. I remember when B played quarterback. I remember all that, man. So it was fun growing up in the city, fun growing up being a fan of that team.
Well, B, speaking of quarterbacks, how fun is it now following this team and they seem to have found themselves a quarterback?
Wow. That's all I can really say is wow. To watch this young man play at the level that he's playing at is unique. Me coming in as a rookie, understanding how tough a job it is, and for him to come in and to know what he's going through and to see how well and how aware he's playing, what's really special about him is that I think he plays with an exceptional awareness. He has an understanding. It looks like he sees all 22 on the field well. The ball is always going in the right spot. You know, right where the ball is supposed to go, it seems like that's where the ball is going. I think he's doing a great job. I think they're doing a great job going into football games, and this kid's been playing lights out.
Byron, when you look at Washington's offense, as somebody that called plays and was an offensive coordinator at the highest level after playing in the league at the highest levels, what do you make of kind of what they're doing offensively and how it's grown game by game?
Yeah, to be there every day just to see what I see from afar. I think they're doing with their no huddle. To me, it looked like they're getting to a lot of their offense, you know, and maybe that's how they practice every day. They've probably been practicing like that since they got together. But to see all the different concepts, see all the different things that they get to out of their no huddle, it's really great to see them do that because it's cleaning up the looks. The looks are always clean to him. Teams are trying to pressure out of some of those looks. I guess they're trying to pressure him. But he's doing a good job of having a great understanding of where the ball need to be. And that's what I think that's so exceptional about this kid is his awareness. His awareness of what's happening to him, the timing that the ball need to get out of his hand, and him having the awareness of who it needs to go to. It's been exceptional for what I've seen so far.
You know, you look at, like you said, the no huddle and things. Normally, they don't put that much on a rookie, but this dude seems to understand what they want next, what the defense is trying to do, and it's like he's already a veteran out there.
Yeah, the way that he's moving, right? And you see him go from a passer to a runner, and he does it right every time. You never see him take his eyes and drop his eyes and start running when he shouldn't. When it's time to run, he runs, and he's able to sit in the pocket and play with awareness. And he has a great feel to know that when I need to be a passer and when I need to be a runner. And that's really hard to do in this league, especially when you're talking about your first, three, four, five games of the season. To see him have that awareness and be able to play like a veteran guy would play, I mean, it's really good to watch.
Talking with Byron Leftwich here on the BetQL guest line. Of course, success at every level at HD Woodson, then at Marshall, then playing in the NFL for a number of years, winning a Super Bowl. Byron, it was interesting because I think this last game for Jaden in the Commanders offense, they didn't get off to that hot start we've become accustomed to. Jaden threw that goal line interception, and there were some misses, right? But then they did get hot. I spoke with some players in the locker room, and they said, you know, this was a lot different because Cleveland played a ton of man, where most secondaries have been attacking Washington via zone coverage. How different is that, and what's that acclimation period for a young quarterback to recognize, like, okay, this is going to be a lot of man. I got to take deep shots versus zone. I just kind of beat them in little chunks going down the field.
It's just really location of the ball, right? That's the biggest difference in zone and man, because every zone coverage turns into man at some point. So it's really ball location. And to see how accurate he's throwing the ball and being able to put it on the right shoulder and the communication that he's having with the football to the wide receivers is why you're seeing some catch and runs. You know, you see a lot of catch and runs because of ball placement, especially versus man-to-man coverage. So to see him play the way that he's playing and just to really have a real understanding. The shocking part is the understanding it seems as if he has and the awareness that he played with. I think that's really exceptional. But the difference right, in the throws is really just man and zone. Ball
the pass he threw to Terry against the Cincinnati Bengals and then the pass he dropped to De'Ami Brown, you know, this you as a quarterback, you know how putting that thing right in the right spot, but he does it so consistently. I watch him out there. They throw these balls into this big gray trash can, and it'll be days where every coach, every quarterback threw it. Nobody touched the thing, and he'll hit two of them.
Yeah, and I think what, to me, I think you're able to do that, B. Mitch, when you're a step ahead. When you're a step ahead, when you're a thought pattern ahead, when you're a process ahead of everything. And that's what I keep going back to, this awareness. I think he sees it so well that, you know, my thing as a coach, I always want the quarterback, before he get the ball in his hand, I want us to have step one out the way. I'm trying my best to put him in a position to get a step ahead of the defense. And he's making those throws and a lot, and able to make those accuracy, put those footballs where he need to be because he's a step ahead. He knows he's going there with the ball. That's why when you watched the one in Cincinnati, it looked like he got to a check. He knew the guy was free, but he knew he needed to buy enough time just to get the ball up. And that's what I mean about awareness. He knew how far that guy was away from him. He knew how much time he had to get that ball up. And it allowed them to throw an accurate ball because the decision to throw the ball probably was made before it got to his hand.
Talking with Byron Leftwich here. How wild is it for you in your career that you ended up being the offensive coordinator on a Super Bowl winning team with Tom Brady as the quarterback?
Not wild at all, really, at this point. I mean, like I said, coming from, being a city kid growing up in Southeast, it feels as though, you know, everything that I've done is something like that. You know, when I first went to college, I felt that way. Like, man, I can't believe I made it this far when I – went to the guy drafted, top 10 pick. I couldn't believe it, you know, kid from where I'm from. And then as soon as you think the football thing's over, I get into coaching. And lo and behold, I'm able to coach, you know, the greatest player to ever play and to have that experience. So it's been fun. I don't think it's done yet. Obviously, I might as well keep going. I keep having these type of moments. But it's really been, you know, a special time for me to just to be able to go through all these different challenges. I look forward to these things, and I'm having fun doing them.
See, if I go, if I have a coach, I'm gonna be coaching with Brian.
I was trying to.
I'm always in his ear, you know.
I remember when there was some talk about that Jaguars job, and B was like, "Damn, I might really have to move."
I just think B got the ability to, you know, football from guys that's been around, and then he's an old school football player, right? So, you know, with the old school rules, so I think B would be pretty good at it.
I think he could be. I do too. specific to Tom, though, when you were coaching him, what you played in the NFL for a long time, you've being at the highest levels of football, what was it about him that was so different?
His ability to focus and make the main thing the main thing. You watch so much with so much going on in today's game with social media, with, you know, so much media coverage. It's a lot that can be in your head going into a football game. I've never seen a player as clean-minded and as focused on what we need to do that day. I've never seen that before. The ability to be able to focus on a task for 4 hours, that's tough to do. A lot of people can't really do that, but he had the ability to be able to sit there for 3.5, 4 hours and focus and lock in and have a good understanding of what we're trying to do on every play and get the job done. So it was fun, man, to sit over there sometimes. I knew where the ball was going before it would even, like I said, before he even got the ball in his hand. 9 out of 10 times, I can tell you who it's going to go to. So to have a guy like that that you call in plays for, it was a beautiful thing to be involved with. Like I said, to have the opportunity to be with a guy like that, the way that he sees football, it was a special time for me.
You know, I used to watch him, man, and you could see he'll look at the defense, take the snap, look one way, and fire it the other way. And without, I mean, like, it's just he knew, based off of what defense he saw, he knew where the ball was supposed to go. And then I watch other guys who get the ball, then they start looking. If you're looking after you get the ball in your hand, a little too late, isn't it?
It's too late. It's kind of what we were talking about with Jalen, right? When I watch him play, he's a step ahead, meaning that he's a progression ahead. So you have to be able to – if you wait till you get that ball in your hands to start making decisions, these guys are way too good on the next level. They're going to get there before you're able to make that decision. But the guys that can process it well enough to see what they're seeing, be able to comprehend what I need to do in this moment. Because it's tough, right? When you play quarterback, sometimes stuff just happens. Sometimes the three technique is Aaron Donald, where he beats your guard, right? And he beats your guy right now. And as a quarterback, you know, you have to be able to make the right decision for your team. And sometimes in those moments, you cannot lose the game. But if you're a step ahead, and if you're a progression ahead, you can find ways to make plays in that moment. And that's the way Tom was, and that's what I think is exceptional about this young man, Jalen, is when you watch him play, you watch him play to seem like he's a step ahead of everyone else.
So circling all the way back to Jaden, how much, or do you think it's possible or could be coming where defenses get enough tape on him and can adjust, or some people just unadjustable?
I'm quite sure. I don't really believe in that. I believe football is football. I believe if you can play, you can play. I believe they're already trying to do their best work against them. You know, teams and coaches in this league are extremely smart. They watch a lot of tape and they come up with sophisticated game plans to slow you down. And they haven't slowed them down yet, you know. And so I just think this kid got a great ability to play the position. And I'm quite sure they'll be good and bad like any quarterback. But I think this kid is, you know, set for a lot of success in this league.
Byron, I mean this sincerely. I don't know where you're living now. I know you were last coaching in Tampa. Are you still down in that area? Or are you prepared for all this bad weather that's brewing?
No, I'm not in Tampa now. I'm in the Atlanta area.
Okay, so Atlanta.
My daughter went up to Atlanta. They left from Bradenton. They're like, nope, getting away from this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty bad. Just me being down there, seeing the size of that storm, and knowing how that city operated when it rained, it would rain for 2 hours, and it would be hard for me to get home sometimes because I was down by the water. So I think this thing got a chance to get real ugly, especially from a flooding standpoint, from a water standpoint. Yep. It don't take much to flood down there, and that's a huge storm, man, and they're talking Category 4 or 5. So we just, you know, hopefully and praying that everybody's safe down there.
Yeah, for sure, sure. I know some folks that have been evacuated already and everything else. Well, Byron, you get up this way, let us know. We'll set some golf up and we'll watch some football, dude.
Will do. We will do. Good talking to you, B.
We got a little chat that goes with our show, and everybody – This guy's talking about how tough you were when you broke your ankle and they carried you and you wouldn't leave the game.
Yeah, they don't let you do that no more.
That is an all-time wild highlight of your lineman carrying you down the field, because it was like a 40-yard completion they had to carry you for, right?
Yeah, they don't let you do that no more, you know.
Hold on, B, I hear you used to play basketball, man. What kind of game you had?
Oh, man, I had a real good game. I had more of a Reggie Miller game. I put the ball through the hoop, B. The ball went through the hoop. I used to get buckets, B.
I got you, baby. Man, we appreciate you, boy.
Thanks a lot, Byron.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, too, bro. Thank you.
Awesome interview right there. Thank you, Byron Leftwich, DC legend for real, and Super Bowl ring, offensive coordinator for Tom Brady. I mean, you think about the life and career that dude has had.
Indeed.
It is incredibly impressive. We are out in Ashburn because the Commanders are getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Dan Quinn will address the media next.